Let's make a capital F for you. Can't you see I'm okay? So why are you anything more than a big fuck you? I wish that John Hinckley Jr. could have been at the scene when the ghost of Ronald Reagan came to me in a dream. He said, make the rich man richer. I said, hey Ron, you've honestly done that.
Hello, welcome to episode 6 of Probably Punk. I'm your host, Joe Wise. Today on the show, we have Nick Wibben, more popularly known as Just Nick. Also played in a band called Adult School. He's a great guy. You know, I feel like just in all of these intros, it's just me saying how much I like the guests. And I'm sorry if you're getting bored of that, but it's just how I feel. And you can't stop me. Let's just get right into it. Here it is, Probably Punk, Nick Wibben. Stay with us.
I met some kids who believed in anarchy, so they showed me their distaste and how to plead with gasoline. They said, blame society. I said, we are society, so stop pointing your goddamn finger at everybody else for the reason you might live or the reason you might die, for the reason that we're broke from trying to survive. If you ain't gonna pay your taxes, at least try and wash your own goddamn dishes.
So Nick,
that's me, by the way. Hi, I'm Nick.
just Nick.
Just
Nick.
Just the artist formerly known as Nick Wibben. I don't even know what to call myself anymore. I've gone back and forth so many times.
Yeah. Now,
where I have these fits of, oh, who do I want to be known as? Because Just Nick was such a youthful thing to me, and I don't feel very youthful anymore.
Sorry.
I get really serious really quick.
Says the youngest person in the room.
How old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
No, that's not cool. I know the feeling. I've been, since I was like 13, I always felt like I was way older than everybody
else. I feel like it has to do with a lot with your background. You know, like when I was growing up, I had parents who were divorced, and I had always taken care of my little sister, and
right.
I was always very self-sufficient, so you feel a lot older than you actually are, because you're taking on those responsibilities.
Yeah, I feel that. I'm the youngest, I matured pretty quickly as a result of a lot of other crap. Yeah.
Awesome. No, that's good. It builds character. But I was like 15, 16, playing like open mics and that kind of stuff, and I had finally started writing a lot of music, and I had a guy who booked me a show, and my last name is really hard to spell. And so, my last name is Wibben. It's like it's pronounced like ribbon with a W, but it's W-U-E-B-B-E-N. No one gets it on the first shot. And so, the guy who booked the show, he didn't know how to spell my last name, so on the show flyer, he put Just Nick. And that is kind of
how it went. You should try to, I mean, I don't know, maybe
stick with it.
Just Nick Wibben. You should go with that. Add your last name.
We've done that before when Joe and I were putting shows together in Santa Cruz. I remember, like, last year, the first show we booked, going back up to Santa Cruz. I don't know if you stayed last summer.
No.
You and I, who do we play with?
Wait, what?
That was the Gadabout Film Festival show.
Oh, with Eric.
Yeah.
Ayotte.
Yeah.
I always pronounce his last name
Ayotte.
I always said Ayotte in my head, and then I heard him, or maybe it was Charlie, his partner, say
Ayotte
or something along those lines, and now I still, and then I forgot.
Eric.
Yeah, just Eric. Sorry, just Eric.
So there you go. That's how it starts. That's how you get it.
I learned something new. I thought it was Ayotte.
No, oh, maybe it's that.
No, I don't know.
That sounds like, I think it was that, but I don't know.
That show, we, on the show flyer and on the booking event, we put Nick Wibben, but just in parentheses before it, so people didn't know who they were coming to see. And that was during my whole, like, oh, I'm not a kid anymore, like, I don't want to be Just Nick anymore, I want to be Nick Wibben.
Right.
That didn't really work.
And was that when you were playing with Adult School?
That was before I started playing with Adult School. Adult School didn't happen until a few months later.
Okay.
And I had decided to put out all the demos that I had recorded. Put out a little, like, record that I recorded in a week called This Is Embarrassing, and it's all the songs that I had written for the Just Nick project that I'd never put out. And I put that out, and then I was like, I'm done. I'm done doing Just Nick stuff. I'm gonna do something else. And then we did Adult School. So, and that started out as a Weezer cover band.
Yeah.
and Joe knows.
Oh yeah, for the Halloween. Yeah, the Halloween show.
Our first show.
The first show,
and that was a show that really like gave us the charisma to play as a band.
No, that just sounds like a lot of fun. Like as like cheesy, as corny as it is, it sounds like so much fun.
No, we had a show in Santa Cruz that was it was on Halloween, and it was like all the bands did cover sets, and so. Yeah, like Nick's band, Adult School, did Weezer, and there was a band from Oakland that did Smashing Pumpkins.
Sounds like fun.
There's another local band that did The Who, and actually was really fucking being The
talented.
Who. Like,
they're very talented.
Like, it sounded really close to, like...
What was that band's name? I don't remember.
Traveling? No, that's...
Did you play that show?
No. Because I was like, it's not fun if you're not in a band. Like, if it's just me playing, then it's like, whatever.
You could have done it. It would have been fun.
I could have, but it was like, it was a party.
You have done?
I was thinking of doing, like, the Mountain Goats or Interjection Jihad, because, like, those would be good to do as a solo. And then I was like, well, maybe I could learn more Hilary Duff covers. That would be funny.
That sounds awesome.
If only we could go back in time and see how that would have panned out. We did the worst thing at that show, though. We played our Weezer set, and then people started yelling for us to play one of my songs.
Yeah.
And we played it.
That was great.
It was fun, but afterwards I was so ashamed. I'm like, what did we just do? We advertised this as a cover show, and then we just...
No. That was fun. Because you had posted the video of you guys playing it.
Well, yeah, that was...
So, like, everyone had heard it, and it was fucking great, and so everyone wanted to hear it.
We learned the Weezer set, and then we just started playing some of my older Just Nick songs, and they meshed very well into the full band form.
Yeah.
So we recorded a video and put that out, and people liked it, and they started asking for us to play that song.
No, you could not play it.
There's some moral issues on my end afterwards. I was kind of embarrassed. I was like, what did we just do?
What song was it that you played?
It was a song called Anthrax Shirt. Probably one of my more popular songs. Yeah.
Well, it's a newer song, too.
Is it newer?
Yeah.
Like 2 years old?
Yeah, that's...
That shows how much stuff I've done in the last 2 years, but that's new.
Well, that's not on the album.
It's on an EP, yeah. A later EP that I put out right before I went on tour last year, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
A year and a half. I don't know. It all blends together now.
That's the same album with a blog post song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Short little summertime.
Did a bit of research.
A little bit of research.
Wait, which song?
There's another song on that one called In Regards to Your Shitty Blog Post.
Oh, yeah.
You know that one?
I know the name. I don't remember what the actual song is.
It's not that memorable.
I remember the name. I thought it was funny.
Awesome. Yeah.
I feel like everybody wants to write one of those songs.
For sure.
Yeah,
It's like those pop-punk bands that have, like, really long song titles.
Yeah.
That have nothing to do with the song.
Yeah.
I'm let down.
Spraynard does that a lot.
Yeah.
Like, what was the song? Like, it's like the... Denver Broncos versus the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Nothing
then
to do with the song.
Dad says that too. Or they usually have to do with the song, but they're so long and funny.
That just sounds like a South Park reference.
It totally does. The guy who drums for Adult School now, his name's Trevor, I grew up with him. Forever we really wanted to start like a pop punk band. And we didn't really know what we were going to call the band, but we knew what we were going to call the songs. And that was our strategy right there. I remember one of the songs was supposed to be called I Promised My Dentist I'd Floss More. But it had nothing to do with the song. I'm used to that.
That's misleading.
Ideology. Yeah, very misleading.
There's a band called L-1011 that's like an instrumental band. I don't really know how to describe them, but they're great. Like funky rock stuff. But yeah, all of their song titles are... just whatever, because, like, hilarious, like, I think Van Halen's cool because my sister thinks Van Halen's cool, is, like,
that's
the name
a great
of a song.
Name. It's a great album name, too.
And...
For a band, for...
All of their song names are like that, they're great, and they're awesome. And also, like mashup artists can name their songs whatever, and they're, like, Super Mash Bros.
Super Mash Bros?
Yeah.
That's a great
band. Well, they're not a band, but, yeah, they're, like, two or three dudes. Doing mashup stuff.
Dude.
But yeah, they're really
cool. Come on, let them have it. They're a band.
Okay, you're a band. You're a band. But yeah, they have a bunch of funny song names too. Like, Degaff Life is... and I Fucking Bleed Purple and Gold. And like, they use a bunch of like Lakers
symbology. That's a great...
symbology.
That's a really great song name. I Fucking Bleed Purple and Gold.
Yeah. And so we were all, yeah, when I was in high school, we were like, we should start an instrumental band or something so we can just name the songs whatever we want. And then pop punk band started just doing it anyway.
Going back to Purple and Gold, I just moved to LA a little while ago, and Lakers culture is pretty intense.
Dude, yeah.
It's really intense.
Yeah.
Like, I was training at this this Best Buy store, and it was all the new employees. It was like, hey, you know, I'm trying to help them with their sales and this and this and that. And they had one TV on in the store that had the Lakers game on, and it was like the hardest thing ever to try to get these guys to do anything because they were always watching the Lakers game. I'm like, come on, guys.
LA sports fans are intense in general. It's the same with the Kings, and when the Raiders were like back before we were born, or like in the early 90s. When the Raiders were an LA sports team, like, the Raiders could have been terrible, but it was the fans that made the Raiders awesome. Like, they were just insane. They were crazy, always rioting. Same with the Dodgers fans. God, Dodgers fans are crazy. Sorry, family.
Yeah, Rams are the best.
Yeah, the Rams. Oh, yeah, the Rams were, that was like before.
When was that?
That was before
way
the Raiders,
back.
Yeah. Why do I know this?
I pulled that out of like the very deep recesses of my brain that the Rams used to play in LA.
Yeah,
I didn't think we'd be talking about sports today, to be honest. No, I'm not very prepared for that.
This is a sports podcast.
None of us really know what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, this is a podcast where we try to guess what happenings are going on.
Just play a little game. I'll give you a team name. Like, where is that team from?
Okay, we've got the Diamondbacks.
Can we just make team names up?
It's baseball?
There's a baseball team.
I don't know. I don't remember where they're from, but I remember that the pitcher for that, and obviously that gif on Reddit where he throws the baseball and it hits the bird. Do you remember that?
No.
You ever seen that? That was a big thing, apparently. Like,
that really happened?
The early 2000s.
A person.
She was listening could see the motions you're making with the baseball bat.
He actually hit a bat.
Hit a bat. It would be much more interesting.
Why am I
bat.
Laughing? No.
It's a bat doing on a baseball diamond.
That sounds so sad. I laugh when terrible things happen. It's not okay.
So there's this pitcher wind up and he throws, and there's just a big poof of feathers. There's a contact with the ball and the bat.
That's really funny. You should wait for this.
Take a little break.
Yeah, it sounds like my moped. Same engine.
God damn it. I'm going to be moving down to San Diego pretty soon. I like it there, but I'm actually going back to school pretty soon.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, so next fall I'm going to start going to the UC again.
In San Diego?
Yeah, fingers crossed. I mean, I just put in my application for a transfer, which is cool. Some backstory. I went to UC Santa Cruz for 2 years with Joe. That's all I know. Our host, Joe. And then I dropped out this last year just to, I don't know, start living my life ahead of schedule. Which was a good idea at the time, but I think it's time to go back to school, finish up. Fingers crossed that I can start going to UC San Diego or UCLA. I kind of want to stay in Southern California because my family's down here, and I have a lot more friends down here, and I like it down here. That's where I grew up, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's my long-term plan, for anyone who was wondering. But,
So did you, like, just put that in? Because those are due in, like, November, right?
Due in a few days, yeah. Just put it in. You know, hear back to, like, March, I think. I don't know. I'm not worried about it. worst comes to worst, I'll probably go back to Santa Cruz and start playing with adult school again. Those guys are not really doing anything right now.
Yeah.
I kind of was the guy that really pushed us to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they played one or two shows. They played the Santa Cruz Music Festival up there.
Did you go to school? You said you were going to go to that.
I was going to, and then I decided not to because I was really busy with work and stuff. And I guess it wasn't that great. I guess it was very poorly organized.
Like the whole thing? The whole
festival? Yeah, I guess at the place that Adult School played at, they played at... it's weird not saying we played, because I started that band, but... now it's a different lineup, which is weird. They played at a place called The Poet and the Patriot, which is a bar, and for the music festival, they were telling people that it was 21 plus, but it wasn't, so there wasn't a lot of people there. Because Adult School is, they're all undergrads, not all of them are 21. Actually, none of the members are 21. They're all underage. And so they had to do, like, consent forms, and, like, they had to have, like, chaperones, and it was, like, this big ordeal. And
can't just put fat X's on your hands anymore.
Can't just put fat X's on your hands, yeah. That's how places get shut down. Long story short, I guess, it wasn't 21 plus, and there wasn't a lot of people there for whatever reason. So I guess that sucks for them. And then they were going to play some other shows, but they just kind of fell apart because they're so busy with school and stuff.
Because they don't have you.
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say that. That's not what I'm trying
exactly
to say.
That's exactly what
he's saying. They're charismatic guys. I love them all to death.
Okay, but just like nod to me if that's what you really meant. Okay, he nodded.
Yeah.
I'm winking. No, I think it would be going differently if I was still, like, an active part of that band. Which makes me sad, because I'd really love to be, but I'm just not in the right... Santa Cruz really wasn't the right place for me. Yeah, I'm a little too far from them to be actively involved. But we are planning to put out another record.
Oh, cool.
Right now we're just, like, a recording band, which is not my favorite. I'd rather be, like, a live band and not record. Because I like playing shows more than I like recording. Recording's always terrifying for me. We're looking at, like, spring of next year. I'm probably going to go up there, and we're going to do another EP, probably, which is fun. It's cool. I can still go back up and connect with those guys and put out more music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why don't you think Santa Cruz was good for you?
I was working, like, 40 hours a week and going to school full-time, and I was just way too stressed out, so I needed a vacation.
Right.
Yeah.
But...
extended vacation.
I mean...
or just home.
Yeah, that too. No, that too. I miss my family a lot.
Yeah.
And had a lot of people down here that I wanted to spend more time with.
So
that can happen, you know. I'm not too...
So it wasn't necessarily...
It wasn't the area. No, I love the area. I love the people. It was just the way that I was living. I needed to kind of relocate.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
It was not you, Joe. I actually followed you down there, if that means anything.
Is this true? That's really romantic and sweet.
It's super romantic. No, but that's fun, too. I think it's cool that you're down here and I get to come hang out with you a lot.
Yeah.
So
friends are great.
It's cool to have friends. I was actually, when I was driving here, there was an accident on the 405 going south. It was in the carpool lane, and the carpool lane was backed up, and people weren't able to get out because it was double yellow.
I saw that on Google Maps.
Yeah.
All the way over.
And I got really bummed. I was like, oh, it sucks for all those people that are stuck in the carpool lane. And I was like, you know what? Nah, they're with somebody in the car. They probably have friends.
That's really thoughtful. That's super awesome.
That brightened me a little bit.
That made me happy.
Yeah.
We're like really terrible children. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just like impatient kids. I want to go to the beach. I don't want to go to the beach. You know, like... on their way over here.
Probably.
Angry kids. I don't know. See families in the carpool lane. I was going to say coupole.
The coupole.
Coupole.
The coupole lane.
Yeah. Never mind. Edit that out.
I also realized while I was driving down here today that I'm really bad at listening to new music.
Oh, me too. I'm
the worst person at that.
I wish I was more open to it. I feel that so much. It's really hard to, like, let myself appreciate newer bands. I don't... it sucks. I don't know why. There's so many awesome bands. There's so much great music out there. But it's hard. It's hard to just get into new music these days.
Oh, no, totally. I mean, it's especially hard. When there's so
these
much...
days.
Good.
When Whoa. There's so much music out there. I almost dropped my water, and I did.
That would have been bad.
But I did it.
No, but I listened to Tallahassee by the Mountain Goats on the way here.
Yeah.
And when I really, right when I pulled up to the curb, it was the end of the record. I was like, how many times have I listened to this record?
I know, it's like...
I do this too much where I go back and I listen to the same records over and over and over again. This is my whole summer. There's been like three records that I listen front to back every day.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I'm like, where do I go from here?
It's a trip because there's so much good music out there now in comparison to... I mean, even just 4 years ago for you. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there wasn't that much to work with when we were growing up. Like, in regard to new, awesome, like, punk bands, you know? Like,
I listened to a lot of, like, I think there really
was.
Shitty local
there
bands,
was,
so.
But now there's so much more. Like...
I don't think so.
You don't
think
so?
I think there's less.
I think it's...
honest,
I was gonna say it's steady.
It's steady?
I think it's steady, we just don't know about it, or, like... I mean, definitely having
enough.
The internet and, like, really makes you see,
like,
holy
shit. I feel
like
there's a lot
shit.
Of shit that's like, oh my god, I don't listen to any of it.
I listen to a lot of music with, like, bands that I play with. And I don't play a lot of shows anymore, so I feel like that might have to do with it.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot less frequent. Like, I used to play shows, like, once a week when I was, like, 17, 18, 19. And now I play, like, one show every 2 months. So maybe it's, like, I'm just not exposed to it as much.
Maybe you're just getting old.
Maybe I'm just getting old. It's an old soul in me, right? Fighting that little kid in the carpool lane. My inner child that just wants to go to the beach. Actually, I've never wanted to go to the beach my entire life.
I don't think I have either. That's
I get
funny.
So sunburned, it's not even funny.
Who, like, God, why, we live in LA, like, why do we want to go to the beach to, like, lay out in the sun? Like, I don't know how to swim, I was never taught how to swim, and every time I would get near a pool, my mom would be like, she's gonna drown! It's, like, 4 feet, and I'm, like, already... 4 or 5. Like, I'm not gonna drown.
I mean, swimming is terrifying. I don't like swimming. I
like swimming now. I learned how to swim like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's really sloppy and really loud.
No, that's still probably my worst fear is drowning.
Really?
Yeah, we're gonna go straight there. What about your worst fear, Joe? What's your worst fear?
I don't know. I fear nothing. No, that's not true.
I fear nothing.
Mighty Joe.
That's what my tattoo says.
Unbuttoned shirt says it across your chest. Oh, that's great. No, drowning though is terrifying.
What do you fear, Joe?
I don't know. I don't think about stuff I fear that often.
That's like
so.
That's a very good thing.
That's
to do,
like
I guess.
Super healthy. I guess I'm not healthy. I don't know. I think I'm always afraid of shit.
I guess my greatest fear is capitalism, probably.
I'm too old and not punk enough to appreciate that anymore. I've hit this point where capitalism is just gonna,
like,
it's gonna rule my life for the next 40, 50 years.
I mean, yeah.
Personally, that's like,
it's still terrifying.
You growing up and just being a part of it, or?
I mean, everything.
Everything. Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks. Joe Wise's greatest fear is everything.
Damn, that's true. Well, if you fear everything, you fear nothing, right?
Or you are fear itself.
There's nothing to fear but me.
But Joe Wise. Getting back to how all... What's that? I fear nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, my tat. My
tattoo.
Your tattoo. Would you ever get a tattoo?
I'm not opposed to it, but I don't...
There's just nothing you want?
There hasn't been anything really that has stuck out to me like, yeah, I could have that on my body forever. I thought about getting the fundamental theorem of calculus.
Okay.
Because that's a sick theorem. It's crazy.
It's the biggest theorem of them all.
It really is. Like
what's crazy about it?
So, the fact that, like, it makes these two things that sound like they have nothing to do with each other are the same thing. Being able to take the derivative of a function and finding, like, the area under a curve is what that function says, basically. And it's like, holy shit, how
you,
the
like,
fuck does that make sense?
Can you, like, share a picture?
Link it.
Yeah, link it.
Oh, yeah.
I thought about that, too, though. There's this this theory of non-normal logic, which I really appreciate, because
In philosophy,
yeah. I took a lot of, like, upper division logic classes. That's my favorite stuff. There's one equation that's pretty much explains that in non-normal worlds, which is, like, alternate realities,
mm-hmm.
everything is possible with a possibility function, and nothing is necessary. So there's nothing you have to do, but you can do anything you want to do. And that's in non-normal worlds, which is unfortunate, because in normal worlds, in our reality, nothing is possible, and everything is necessary. And so I love that. I love, like, the whole nihilist vibe that I get from that. And yeah. I thought about getting that as a tattoo, but I don't know. You get to a certain point where you start getting tattoos, and you're just like, fuck it, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. I was just going to say,
once you have, like, three, I feel like it's probably... The fourth one is nothing.
No, my fourth tattoo is a Pikachu riding a surfboard
that's
on
wonderful.
My ass.
That's great. Really? Yeah, I was just going to
say... That's a fucking great tattoo.
Like, in comparison to these fancy tattoos you guys were talking about, I was just going to say how I'm going to get my cat's names tattooed on my ass. Like, I'm looking forward to
no,
that.
Yeah, that's an awesome tattoo.
That means...
That's great.
That's, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably.
All my tattoos are, like, silly in their own, like...
Cats.
Like, I like silly tattoos the best. And I feel more sentimental towards silly tattoos than something that's, like, yeah, very serious. Like, but then again, I'm not trying to talk shit on, like, in memoriam tattoos either. Like, those are great. So,
yeah.
That's one subject where
you have Pikachu
where like,
on your ass riding a surfboard. That's awesome.
Thanks.
I don't know, man. I think that's up there.
That's a fun one. It's a fun one I'm going to have to explain for the rest of my life. Every time someone's
it's a matching
now
one.
You have,
it,
you
it
have to explain it now,
one.
Actually.
It
you have to tell the story.
Yeah, well, when I first...
please.
Last year, I took a trip from Santa Cruz to San Diego, and there was a girl I'd been talking to who I went and hung out with. Long story short, we hung out for a day, and then the next day, we got matching Pikachu tattoos. I got mine on my butt, and she's got hers on her arm. She's actually the girl I've been living with for the past few months.
How did it happen that Pikachu was on a surfboard? How did that happen?
There's a card.
Well, yeah, there's a Pokemon
okay.
card of Pikachu on a surfboard.
I never played any
called
games.
Surfing Pikachu. Yeah, it's pretty...
I never learned on my own, and I was always too embarrassed to ask. Mm-hmm. Ask. I just, like, collected cards. Like, I did nothing with them.
Oh, yeah, no. Collecting stuff is fun. I still collect toys. I have a lot of Pokemon stuff, a ton.
You
like,
guys have a ridiculous amount of shit.
We have a ton of stupid shit. But we love it. It's the best. No, I have, like one of the graded versions of that Pikachu card.
Graded?
When they're in those, like, cases, you have to take them to, like, a rated shop, and they, like, look at the value of it, and they say, oh, well, this card's in mint condition. It's, like, on a scale of condition.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of like they do it with comic books, too.
Okay.
Like, when they're in those plastic cases. They do it with trading cards and comic books. So I have a graded version of the Surfing Pikachu. I also have, when they came out with that card, I just got it for Jaden's birthday. It's a action figure of the Surfing Pikachu with the same image on it. Like a whole collection of Surfing Pikachu stuff now. And I can't even surf. But I play a pretty wicked Pokemon. One of my greatest pastimes is playing Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that probably for the rest of my life, as long as Pokemon is still pumping out merchandise.
Yeah, I remember that's how... Isn't that how you first met Alex or something?
That's kind of how I first met your group of friends from college, was I went to like a Pokemon game midnight release.
That's awesome.
And some of Joe's friends are sitting in the corner just like staring at me from across the video game shop, which is packed full of people. And they come up to me and they're like, hey, like you want to like... This is my name. I'm like, oh, I'm Nick, yada, yada, yada. Long story short, they offer me a ride home afterwards, and I get in their car, and when he turns on the car, I hear myself on the radio, or on their stereo.
That's pretty awesome.
And I look at them, and they're like, all right, we have a confession, like, we know
that's,
your music, we came when we saw you play last
that's
week.
That's really funny. You were at the table?
No,
Joe wasn't even there.
I was
not
there.
He wasn't even there.
But, like, we had played a show
friends.
The week before
that's
or something,
really funny.
And they had come to see me.
Yeah, and it was fun. And then then I became friends with them and became friends with Joe. I remember the first time I met Joe. We had been talking on, like, Facebook because we realized that we were both friends with a lot of the same people.
Yeah. Well, you had posted... there was, like, the UCSC group on Facebook or something.
Yeah, there's a group for
like
our
incoming
school.
People that
yeah,
year,
yeah.
And your freshman was transfer, and you posted, like, who likes these bands, and there was,
so
like...
kind of lame of me.
There was... No. And I was, like, I responded, and then some other person responded that I've never talked to. Then that's how and then I was, like, oh, wait, I know this. We had never met, but I had seen your music, or I'd listened to your music before.
Yeah, I think it was mutual. And
yeah.
And long story short, you and I, like, met, and we were both wearing Ramshackle Boy shirts, so that was really funny.
That is pretty funny.
And I remember, because we were, like, gonna jam, or, like, just
did
play
you guys
music
like
for
chest,
each other.
Did you guys, like chest bump? Like, your Ramshackle Glory shirts? Is that, like, hey! I don't know how to explain it.
I was, like, he lived in the building across from me, and he was, like, you want to meet up and, like, play music? And so I was, like, carrying my guitar and probably my ukulele, and was, like, walking into the other building, and this kid is, like, leaving the building and is like, oh, hey, like, what kind of music do you play? And I fucking hate telling people I play folk punk music.
That's the worst. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's... I
just say I play punk music.
I don't even know why that's embarrassing, but...
Yeah, my coworkers don't take me seriously when I tell them, like, this is the best music ever. They're like, you listen to hip-hop trip folk punk. Like, they just make fun of me for days. They say it doesn't exist.
Like, to people... To punks saying I play folk punk, I feel embarrassed for some reason. And then also, like, people who have no connection to that and, like, telling them that and then having to fucking explain shit.
You're lying. That's not real. That doesn't...
What?
That's not real? No, not you. Like, people that you tell that to. That's how, like, that's the response. That's,
yeah. People are like... I remember I told someone one time, they were like, oh, like, no effects. And I was like, yeah, like, no effects. Yeah. So... Yeah, so this kid was walking out of the building, and I was walking in with my insurance, and he's like, oh, what kind of music do you play? And I was like, oh, the, like, folk punk, I guess. And then he was like, oh, you're going to meet Nick? And I was like, yeah, and that was Trevor, your friend.
Oh, it was Trevor, yeah. That's funny.
He plays in adult school now.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
No, did you see, there's, like, this weird, I don't know if it's, I want to say taboo is not the right word, but there's just a weird culture behind folk punk music now, where there's so many people trying to get involved. Chris Klavan just wrote a thing about it. Did you read that?
Which thing?
When
I just saw him post folk punk is dead.
Yeah. That. Awesome. No, he talked about it in that.
It's so big. It's such a big thing now. It really is. Like, I remember...
Yeah.
I remember how small... It was so hard to find anybody that was into any of the music just a few years ago. Like, it was difficult.
Yeah.
It was difficult, like, to have people...
And now, like, I feel like it's just very cluttered. There's lots of people
I agree with that, 100%. Like,
cluttered is a very good way to put it.
Who want to try to do what you and I did, like, 3 years ago. There's just, like, 50 times the amount of people trying to do it now.
Yeah.
And so there's, like, that... I feel like there's... It happens in waves, and the newest wave is, like, I feel weird for saying this, but a lot of, like, the folk punk culture is, like, Reddit and Tumblr. Have you noticed that?
Kind of.
There's, like, a new wave of, like, Reddit and Tumblr folk punkers who put out music on those sites. Uh-huh. That's how they, like, produce their music. Like, not even use Bandcamp anymore. It's just, like, hey, here's me playing a song. This is what I do. Yada, yada, yada. Like, you didn't have that a few years ago.
I've never had a Reddit account. I've been a lurker for years, but yeah. I tend not to use or, like, utilize Reddit anymore. There's a lot of shitty people on Reddit. Like,
depends where you are. I mean, anywhere on the internet. It depends, what community.
Yeah.
I think the folk punk subreddit is pretty... Not that
I've never checked it out.
I posted on there a couple times, but like, read stuff, but it seems to be a decent community there.
Yeah, they're all very nice.
It totally depends where you are, though. There are obviously horrible parts of everything.
Like, I always feel weird.
Everything.
Yeah. I always feel really weird posting my own music on that subreddit.
Yeah.
I mean, wait for other people to do it.
I posted, like, the episode of Sliding with Tigers on there because...
They're very active on that.
Yeah.
The band's very active
on that. Yeah, and it was also just, like, I want people who aren't just my friends to listen.
Yeah, now I'm like, totally, I'm super interested in what Chris Klavan had to say though about.
Oh, yeah, it was when like Ramshackle Glory.
Did you stop playing music.
They what's up with that? Why
they're done? They're doing an album and they're done.
They just decided they didn't want to play anymore.
I guess I don't know. It's been crazy for them. Like
it has. I mean, from reading posts and just. I mean, I don't know. I see stuff that they post sometimes, and they're definitely in a really... it seems like they're in a really conflicting place in many ways. And the whole... I mean this, like, I don't know, just the whole, like, you know, Pat the Bunny's history and the people that are still into his old music.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, really shitty people that don't get what they're trying to do now. And
And, like,
that must be...
You go on any of their... Or not any, but a lot of, like, their Facebook posts, and there's 70% chance that there's someone really shitty in the comments.
Yeah.
Like, there's probably, like, you know, meeting shitty people at shows, and, like, just when you get that big, it's, like, it's really hard to be, like, a DIY punk band when you're that big.
I think this is going to be a positive change. I think that all the musicians that are in that band are going to do much better.
Yes. And every single solo project that has come out of there
is great.
Is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're so lucky, though, that, like, we got to
experience that.
Yeah. I feel really lucky, at least, because I was there, like, from their first show. Like, Ramshackle, their first, like, couple shows were, like, in Arizona, and then they came to LA for a couple things, and, like,
That was their first start. Tour.
Yeah.
I actually opened for them at a really shitty house show.
Oh, I knew. Yeah, I wasn't there, but...
The middle of the boonies in the Temecula wine country. Yeah. The show got moved, like, 2 times because the cops showed up twice. But we kept going. We moved it like, a bunch of times, and people followed.
Yeah.
And it was... There's a YouTube video, and it, it's called, like, Best House Show Ever or something like that. It's a really, really funny title. But,
yeah, it was before that, though, even. This
it was before they'd even put out Live the Dream.
I think Live the Dream had just come out. It was just him and Douglas was this tour. It was like, 3 shows.
It was a short little stint, right? And
yeah.
Went back to Arizona.
But it was just him and Douglas on that tour, and, like, so...
Maybe it was in one after, though, because, like...
Yeah, then there was one, like, right after that.
Maybe
that
it
had
was
the full
that
band.
Tour. Yeah, because it was the full band.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel so lucky to have been there, and, like... Honestly, I view them in the same light as Fugazi.
No, totally.
They're the most popular band, like, in our community, for sure. And, like...
A lot of inspiration came out of that, too.
Yeah.
I feel like they really...
Yeah, I don't know. To me, I'm just... I feel really lucky to be able to have seen them because it's like, oh, you got to see Fugazi, like, in the 90s or whatever. Like, I think that's really fucking cool. It's like, in 10 years, we'll be able to say shit like that.
Fugazi,
and, like...
God. Yeah, I think... I agree.
I can see, like, Live the Dream having, a cult following.
Yeah.
In, like, they... 10, 15 years. I can see that happening.
Yeah. It's hard to see, you know, when there's, like, big things like that as they're happening. Like, you only
Absolutely.
See them in reverse, or when you're looking back on something.
Well,
like...
I feel like Pat the Bunny, not just Ramshackle Glory, but, like, Pat the Bunny in general already has a cult following, and it's, like...
Yeah, he has a lot of people that are, you know, like, coming from old projects, but, like, I think that there's a lot of people who this is their first...
I, like, had heard a little bit of Wingnut Dishwasher Union. I heard them first. I thought it was fucking amazing. And then I got into, like, Ramshackle Glory, like, right after. He was already past all that crap, and, like, Ramshackle Glory was definitely, like, I was introduced to that stuff before the Johnny Hobo stuff. And when I heard the Johnny Hobo stuff, it was, like...
Depressing.
I wish I had the... It was like, I wish I had this shit when I was 16. Like, I really wish I would have had that. Because even though it was shitty, like, it was still, like, I was in that space. Like, he wasn't as shitty as other shitty musicians. You know? Like, it wasn't that terrible. And it was still in a really, like, regardless that it was coming from a fucked up place or a hard place, it was still much more, like, forward than a lot of other crap that was out during that time.
Sure. That's like my favorite thing to do when it comes to music is starting with a band at when they first start and being able to see
grow
the changes
with,
that they make
definitely.
As people.
It kind of was reverse, but
you started with Ramshackle Glory.
Yeah,
and
but the change is obvious in the music. Like,
absolutely,
it's super inspirational and super fucking awesome. And,
yeah.
Aside from that, I hope whatever all the musicians in Ramshackle Glory are gonna do is, I'm sure it's gonna be fucking great, because they're all already really awesome, all of them.
Yeah.
I remember I found out about Pat and those projects, like, I was watching the Planet X Fest documentary from, like, 2006 or something, like, it's from an old Planet X Fest, and there's, like, a short clip of him playing. I was like, oh, wow, I really like his voice and what he's doing, and then I looked up, you know, Johnny Hobo, and I was like, oh, I don't really like these lyrics. Like, I don't connect with these at all.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of doing Wingnut stuff, and I was like, oh, okay, well, there's this other thing that's like, I like
the... Do you
it's
like
more...
the Wingnut stuff more? Because I do.
Than Johnny Hobo?
That's my favorite
100%,
thing. 100%. Is the... What's the record called?
Burn
the
Earth, Leave It Behind?
Yeah, that's like one of the best records of all time.
Yes, definitely.
It's...
I'm not sure
that
I like it.
As much as I love Ramshackle Glory, that record will always be a little bit more important to me.
Maybe.
I'm not sure.
I started
with Johnny Hobo. I had someone show me Johnny Hobo.
Yeah.
And I, like, was it through the internet, was able to make the links and eventually get up to Ramshackle Glory, which I thought was cool because I got to experience the progression as
right.
it went,
yeah.
which was awesome. I like doing that with other bands, too. I mean, like, Andrew Jackson
yeah,
Jihad is a lot like that, too, where
yeah,
you start with
Andrew
people
Jackson.
Who eat people, and then when you look at where they're at now, it's such a big change, and you see a lot of development.
Yeah. They were the first, like, folk punk band that I was, like, into. Like,
too.
Yeah, that was definitely my introduction. It's probably one of the best introductions I could have had to folk punk. They're amazing. Yeah, and People Who Eat People, that's, like, love that album.
It's very passionate.
Love that album.
I went back
album.
And listened to that a few weeks ago, and it was... Still holds up.
Yeah. Oh,
still
yeah, definitely.
I
actually like their newer stuff better, though.
Oh, yeah.
I really like their full band stuff.
I like some.
I haven't heard their newer album, their newest album.
I definitely... It's a good listen. I definitely think everything is good. Like, I don't think that they put out a bad album, but...
It's not into it as much.
I would say I like their older stuff more, but it's like the difference in how much I like them is very small. Like,
well, it's very different one style. Might,
if it's like, if I was doing like a some points ranking, it would be like a 0.2 difference between like the albums or something.
Yeah. I think, what was the last one called?
Christmas Island.
That's my favorite one that they've ever done, which is weird because you don't hear that from a lot of people.
I mean, there's definitely some songs on there that I think are some of their best songs. And
which,
like,
is the one about being a privileged white man.
That's not American Tune or something.
Knife Man was probably their biggest transition.
Yes.
They were a lot more like Cat Maintain.
That's my favorite one from them.
You like that one?
I love that one.
I always say, like, oh, my favorite album's Cat Maintain, and then I remember, like, oh, wait, no, but People Who Eat People, and then it's, like, all the other ones. Like, it's like, oh, wait, I don't think I have a favorite album by them. I'm not the biggest fan of Knife Man. It's good. It was just different.
Different feel, different moods, you know? And I don't think that's a bad thing. I mean, it's weird because when I go back and I think, like, there's some bands where I like the really early stuff and some bands where I like their newer stuff, which is, I mean, I like finding new bands and then digging back into their discography. Like, I did that with the Mountain Goats. Like, when I first started listening to the Mountain Goats, I started with
so much
their newest. Well, I started with Transcendental Youth.
Which
was a weird place to start.
That was your first one?
That was my first Mountain Goats
record. I don't even think I've actually listened to that album.
It's really good. It's really good.
Do you listen to Mountain Goats?
A little bit. I was going to reference Modest Mouse, because that was kind of like my... I grew up with Modest Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I know they're different, but on the same, like, folky experimental.
Yeah, no, totally. Old stuff sounds so much different.
Yeah, yeah.
Float on.
Yeah, that's where it started getting kind of, yeah.
This is the point where you gotta link the Float On All-Star mashup. Some...
Definitely.
Great stuff.
Middle
Did you talk about this on another podcast? I swear to God, you did.
I feel like the name came up.
I don't remember.
But
Neil Cisierga.
That sounds familiar.
Just link it. Okay. We'll move on.
He had an album called Mouth Sounds where it's just a bunch of songs.
I feel like you did
mashed up with
this.
All Star by Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no,
record.
It came, the Slutty with Tigers.
Oh, yeah.
You can't stop
me from talking about it. I'll tell you that.
I'm sorry I brought it up. I apologize.
So you listened to Transcendental Youth first.
I listened to Transcendental Youth first, and then I went backwards.
How far backwards? Because you can go really far backwards.
Really far. I went to, like, Ghana backwards, and I really liked all that, which led me to All Hail West Texas, and then I didn't really listen to Tallahassee until, like, later, which was weird. Because people usually start with that or All Hail West Texas. So I had a
I wish you guys could see Joe's expression.
I was really hoping that you would be wearing this t-shirt today.
I thought about it.
You thought about it? Did you know I was going
to
wear this?
Yeah. Nick and I went to a Mountain Goat show, and...
We bought bootleg t-shirts
outside, so we both have this shirt.
That's the best way to do it.
There's been a bunch of times where we just both happened to be wearing it, like, in meeting up for something.
Yeah. That's a great shirt.
Yeah.
I stopped to grab a soda on the way here, and the guy at the gas station looked at me and said, "Your shirt." It's like, that's how I feel right now. You can't see my t-shirt. It's like a weird... What does it all say? It's like a totem pole? Is that what it is?
No, it's not.
It's
a dude.
It's a dude.
With a tail.
I feel like he's made out of wood.
Some kind of creature.
I feel like...
He might be made out of wood.
I don't know, but he's making a silly expression. Long story short.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
But yeah, Tallahassee. I've actually been working on a... stage musical version of Tallahassee
that
Joe gave me the idea for the past like year and a half.
I didn't know you were actively working on it.
I've been working on it.
That's awesome.
It's
I'm so happy I told you about that idea.
No, Joe gave me a really good idea. You'll get credit for that idea, but I've been working on that forever, and maybe I'll do something with it one day. Who knows?
Yeah, like I first heard the Mountain Goats from one of my favorite shows. It's called Moral Oral. Have either of you seen?
Yeah, I watched that lot. That was the third season just for the Mountain Goats songs on that.
So it's this it's this like claymation show that was on Adult Swim.
I love claymation. How does this not...
Oh, it's an incredible show. And so it's kind of parroting, really, like the creator will tell you that it's not parroting Davy and Goliath, but it kind of is parroting Davy and Goliath. It's about this kid who's like super religious, and like the whole town is very religious, Christian. And the format for most of the show, it's three seasons, is they go to church at the beginning of an episode, and he learns some lesson that Oral then interprets incorrectly, and then at the end is taught a lesson like what the Bible actually meant by his father, who also misinterprets.
So it's like Clarissa Explains It All.
It's like Clarissa Explains It All for Jesus.
Okay.
So like there's this one episode where he starts masturbating, and he goes to church, and they're like, you can't waste, like, it's a sin to waste your seed. So he's like, okay, well, but I still want to masturbate, so I'll put it in a pastry bag, and then I will go around and impregnate women with my seed, so it's not wasted.
Great.
And then he eventually, like, gets arrested.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah,
that's
really
so fucked up.
So then at the end of the episode, he gets arrested, and then his dad's like, Oral, like, it's a sin to waste your seed, but it's also a sin to use foam toys in the bedroom, so using this pastry bag, that's also a sin.
There's, like, a South Park episode sorry, you finish.
And so then in the third season, the show, and like the second half of the second season, but really the third season, the show transitions from a comedy into like a dark drama. I mean, there's still funny moments, but it's like, it's mostly drama, and like really goes into like the psychology of like how fucked up this town is. And it's so fucking good. And the Mountain Goats, songs on the album Tallahassee are used in it a lot, because the story in the album Tallahassee is about like a dysfunctional alcoholic couple that are destroying each other. And that's like, so it's surprisingly close to like what the
character
that's
dynamics,
yeah, that yeah. season is about. So that's how I found out about the Mountain Goats.
Through Moral
yeah,
Oral?
Yeah, from watching Moral Oral.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an interesting
yeah, that's yeah. My story like is way boring.
That's cool, though.
Well, not boring. It was actually great. I found out through Planet X Fest.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I thought that was really awesome when he played that.
Yeah, there was I think 2012? They played with, like, Kimya Dawson was even there, too.
Yeah. Well, she has releases on Planet X.
Right, but it was just a surprise after, like, everything, like, the whole Juno thing that... there was, like, a giant tour bus. Like, it was really, like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, and it was, like, Kimya Dawson's playing, and then there were, like, the few cool kids who were, like, man, she's been in this scene, like, like, ever.
Yeah, that was something fun. Well, first, quick tidbit, John Darnell, who's the main person the Mountain Goats is from, it was born in Bloomington.
Oh.
Which is hilarious. He didn't grow up, like, he grew up in, like, the Inland Empire, actually, and in Portland, but...
Isn't he San Luis Obispo or something like that?
No, he's from,
I don't know.
I'm not 100% sure, but he references...
Speculation.
In the Sunset Tree, references a lot of, like, L.A. stuff and Inland Empire stuff, and I saw him at a show one time talking about how he used to drive out, like, to downtown from the Inland Empire, so... But then he was also in Portland for some time. Whatever, that's not the point. I just find it hilarious that he's born in Bloomington, because it's
fun.
Talking about Kimya Dawson, do you know what happened with, Growing Up Is Dumb? Is that...
That's... I was hoping somebody would bring
that
up. Because
I don't know anything about that.
I want to note that I don't know the person who's throwing it.
Yeah.
But I saw the message that, like, this person was, I guess, involved in the Growing Up Is Dumb thing. I don't know their name, but I feel like they could have went about explaining it to the Growing Up Is Dumb, like, general, like, the people.
I didn't see the message. I just heard from around the bush.
It was kind of...
This isn't happening.
Yeah, he posted this, or whoever.
It wasn't written as well as it could have been. It got kind of passive-aggressive towards the end. Like, it was obviously directed at specific people, but they were, like...
What happened? Did the venue just drop it, or...?
No. From my understanding, there was people on the bill who were accused of sexual assault of some kind, and so...
Oh, that's bullshit.
People were... I mean...
I
don't know that it's bullshit. What do you mean?
No. It's I would have... It's bullshit that somebody... Just if some... That somebody... Whenever I hear... If somebody's accused of sexual assault and there's more than a few people backing that up, the person's probably guilty of the sexual assault.
Sure.
And what I'm saying is sex... Just... Sorry, I worded that wrong, but...
Okay.
it's bullshit that somebody is a fucking piece, probably a piece of shit.
Okay, that's
what I meant. Not that, like, oh, that's, fuck no, I would never justify,
okay.
It's not,
I was
no.
like, we, you have I no, I was terrible. Like, we really don't have that much information to say
yeah,
bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, no, sorry.
It makes me
sad
that we're seeing more and more of that, though, in the punk scene. I feel like within the last year, there's been a lot of, what's the word to use, scandals.
Sure.
I don't know if that's a little...
What do you mean
a little,
by a lot more of
I just see it more frequently. Like, I see people who are involved in a scene being called out as being abusive, and I see spaces getting shut down or record labels not functioning anymore because of that. And that bums me out.
It
makes me really cynical. I'm not going to say any specifics
I think it makes
about certain people or
I think
certain
it makes
record labels.
Everybody's
but,
cynical.
Are they, do you know if the Growing Up is Dumb, are they still doing those three shows?
Yeah.
Because I really, really fucking want to see Shinobu play.
They are still playing.
Okay, good.
So, like, they're, so yeah, someone was accused, and I don't really know, like, I wasn't involved in this, in the discussion at all, but, like, apparently there was some discussion, and, like, they decided to just
The internet's the worst place to have that kind of discussion,
yes,
my opinion.
Yeah.
But, so they decided to quasi-cancel the festival, but now they're having another thing called Growing Up is Done, and it's a three-day thing with three smaller shows, and most of the bands that I wanted to see are still playing. So, on Saturday, there's, like Walter Mitty is playing still, and Nana Grizzle, and Toby Foster, and Shinobu.
That's one show?
Yeah.
We will be there.
Okay, I'll
that's
see
on
you
Saturday.
And
that's
we
a great
will
show.
Be
yeah.
there. That's gonna...
I'm
going.
Be there.
You're going,
yeah,
right?
I'll be there.
Yeah, of course.
I'll be there.
We're gonna do this?
Absolutely.
We're gonna
I'm
do
going
this.
To that.
Okay.
But yeah, so, I mean, that's all I know about.
Let's all go together.
Wait, so, do you know if... I feel like I shouldn't even be asking these questions because nobody... You don't really know exactly what happened, but I'm curious. So were the people who are throwing, who was the, like, the people that were being accused of sexual assault, are they involved in Growing Up is Dumb and Growing Up is Done? Are they the ones who
were
throwing
the
show?
They were bands that were playing.
They were bands that were playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's interesting how that
and they're not, are they playing
off to the festival not happening, though.
Are they...
You know?
Yeah, that's what I—that's what I was thinking too. Was
I think
yeah.
it's really
Which
strange. I could see it being like, oh, some the guy who set it up.
Yeah, why don't
you
just?
I could see that happening.
Yeah,
but
or like
if
I
someone
have,
in a band. It's like,
well, so the band doesn't play.
Yeah,
yeah,
and apologize for like getting them on the lineup in the first place.
Yeah,
like,
that's why I don't understand. I just don't understand. I mean, maybe they have their reasons and they can say something about it, but like I don't understand why they had to just cancel the whole thing.
Or
instead
if they
want
to come on the show and talk about it,
sure,
that would be great.
But just like the quasi canceling of it, I found really weird because it's still happening. Like,
yeah,
it's most. It's like
there's just a few people.
Like
Kimmy
Dawson's not playing, but like it's like 80% there.
Yes.
So I don't understand
I
why
actually
it's
kinda like
not growing
stoked
up
that I don't have to go to all 3 days now.
Yeah,
because I just wanted to go one day, and I was like, oh, I don't want to pay like $30 to go to one show. So,
yeah,
I guess there's some positive, you know, outlook on my end.
So, yeah, that's
for me,
what that
for
is.
My
I
situation. And we've done it. We've all burped today. We've all.
Can you burp on command?
The circle. I can't.
Really?
I can't.
Joe, like, really? You can't?
Huh. I can't.
I thought everybody could. Can you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, same here.
Hardcore.
Should have a burping contest sometime. Like, it's gonna happen.
We got here from the Chris Klavan post. But there was something that he was saying about, I don't want to, like, misquote it. Maybe you should just try to pull it up.
That would be smarter.
On
but
Facebook?
I remember
we should have pulled up the comment,
on,
too, that was on Growing
somewhere
up
on
is...
the internet, yeah. Because I want to reread that, but it was just, like, when I hear Ghost Mice, I think, like, first wave folk punk. Like, that's how they categorize it.
Yeah.
And then when I think second wave, I think, like, when other people started to imitate that, and there was something he said about how this is the newest wave and it's not really what he's into.
Oh.
Or something like that. I don't remember.
Because he also did an AMA on Reddit.
I didn't read that yet.
Oh, yeah.
I saw something about that.
It was good. I mean, there wasn't, like, a ton of questions, and, like, I felt like stuff that I wanted to ask was too personal. Like, so I didn't ask anything.
Did you get a chance to hang out with them when they played in Santa Cruz?
Yeah, they stayed at our house.
Okay.
That was fun.
Good experience?
Yeah, definitely. We were just chilling.
That was actually the day... That was on my birthday.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yep.
And Adult School played that show. And, that was the night that I actually left Santa Cruz that night. Never been there since.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I watched, like, the first 10 minutes of Ghost Mice's set, and then I was like, I gotta hit the road.
We're
it's getting too late.
Are any of you guys ever into his Captain Chaos stuff?
Oh,
yeah.
That's
great.
I think I got into the Captain Chaos stuff a little before Ghost Mice. It's like that I'm Sorry Friend song. Mm-hmm. Hit me really hard.
I've only really listened to This Is Cake, which is a Captain Chaos album. There's a bunch of them, so it's like, yeah, it's hard to listen to all. It's like a Mountain Goat situation. No, totally. But I love that album.
There's the Bright Eyes cover.
Yeah, album. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny that you brought that up because, so he recently, there's a new one that came out.
I thought he was done with Captain Chaos. Out. I thought that was
he released a new one under Captain Chaos.
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
I'm pretty sure it was under Captain Chaos, mm-hmm. right?
It's on vinyl, I think, right?
June 1st.
Cool.
And I didn't know about it until, like, maybe a couple months ago. And so they played Santa Cruz on, like, June 20th or something along those lines. So it had just come out, like, when they were doing that. So I was listening to it, and there's a song called Santa Cruz on the album, and in the song, he talks about staying with someone named Joe, and I was like,
no!
I was like, what the fuck? But also, like, the story did not reflect anything about that night, and then I looked at, and I was like, oh, this was released, like, a month before he stayed with me. But
got really excited for a second.
No, I mean, I don't know that I was excited. It was just weird. I was like, what the fuck? How did I not know about this?
And maybe,
like,
he confused the names.
But it came out a month before. Like, I mean, no, I don't, it's definitely not about me. And but
let's just pretend
funny.
It was. Maybe, maybe he knew in advance he was going to be staying with you.
Gotta be one of my favorite things about songwriting, though, is, like, not really name-dropping people, but, like, writing
referencing
specific things or people and having people, like, recognize that later on down the line.
Yeah.
It's just very, like, nostalgic and heartwarming when I have someone, they're like, oh, you wrote this song about me. And they tell me, like, 2 years after that song has been released, I'm like, yeah, I'm glad you picked that up. I'm glad you enjoy it. Like, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Every song cool. I will ever write about anybody will probably be a hate song.
No,
or a mom song. I love my mom.
I mean, there's a song where I wrote about going to Santa Cruz where I just, like,
tons of people.
I name, like, maybe 15 people that I'm gonna miss, and it's funny, like, how few of those people have probably heard that song.
That is pretty funny.
Like,
I'm like, oh, sorry, Jeff.
No, it's fine. It's probably more embarrassing if they actually heard it, but it's just funny, like, how many, like, my non-punk rock friends, like, do not listen to my music at all.
That's like the opposite for me. Like, a lot of my punk friends don't listen to my music.
Yeah.
And a lot of my, like, friends from, like, high school still listen to my music, which is really weird. Like, that when I put out my first record, I was still in high school. I was, like, a sophomore in high school. And that record was successful because I sold CDs at school.
Oh, yeah.
To people, yeah. I put out, like, pre-orders for it, and I said, hi, friends. Like, I'm recording an album, and they had no idea what style it was going to be or, like, anything like that, and I had a lot of support from my friends and the people I went to high school with.
So when you said hi friends, you really meant your friends.
Yeah, my actual friends, yeah.
I mean, I say hi friends on the internet to just everybody else.
I do too.
So, I say hi friends on the internet hoping I'll make friends.
That's a good strategy.
Both of your expressions, so I don't know. I'm just like, hi friends, somebody, never mind.
Okay.
But that's why that record was successful. And from all,
I have no idea what you just said. I'm so confused.
I don't know. You said something about saying.
So if someone says,
like,
to not have, so you don't want me to have friends?
No, wait, what?
What I heard you say was, if you say hi friends on the internet, I hope you don't have friends.
No, that's not what I said. Is that what I said? What I meant to say? I don't think that's what I said.
We'll go back and listen.
We'll have to go back. But what I to rephrase, what I thought, not to you, but to me, like, when I say hi friends, I'm just like, I hope I make friends.
Oh.
That's me trying to make friends, because I don't know how to talk to people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of misunderstanding. Yeah. Okay. I can see it in Joe's eyes right now.
So long story short.
Yeah, Joe, like, I was like, what?
I was like, why did you just burn me so hard?
Not you! Never mind. Okay. Now I'm just kidding.
Okay.
You're making funny faces. Sorry.
I'm just smiling. I'm just enjoying this exchange right here.
I'm
you guys.
This is that podcast banter gold that we've been looking for.
It's that part of the podcast where there's more noises than words.
Yeah. Like, I gargle a lot. I grunt and it's like, I shove things off.
I love it. Did we end up looking things up? Or did we just...
I did. I couldn't find any.
Okay. Whatever.
He just, I mean, he
posted... Long story short, folk punk isn't cool anymore. That's what I was trying to say.
I mean, he posted
I'm
that...
cynical about it all.
It was like... funny. He posted that thing, and it was just like... I mean, it was obviously a joke. I mean,
you think it was a joke?
Yeah, no, he talks about it later, like, and also on the AMA, someone was like, is folk punk really dead? And he's like, of course not. And
well, yeah, I think saying something is, like,
yeah, exactly. Dead saying, is saying like anything is dead. Saying, like, a concept is dead is stupid. I mean, maybe he feels that way, whatever, but, like, it was a, posting that was a joke, and there's so many people that were like, yeah, they were like, what?
That's
so funny. Like,
maybe he just doesn't like a lot of the music that's being put out there. It's not that folk punk is dead.
Well,
it's
just, I just think
it's
there's a lack
to,
of quality now. I think
it's
just
hard
a
to,
lot
yeah,
of
root
recycled,
out. What...
Yeah, there's not a lot of originality within the scene.
He also said something. He was like, said something about hating washboards.
That's funny.
That's cool.
I thought
I
was funny.
Too. Not a fan.
Why?
I like one washboard a show.
One washboard a show?
Yeah, I feel like if there's more than one. More listening than one to a. Also, like, you have to be really good at washboard. To make it sound good, it's so easy to just have a really great, like literally grating sound coming from a washboard.
Chencho has a washboard.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's a work in progress. And all of Chencho is a work in progress.
Just like when you have a washboard on every band, though, like that's hard to listen, especially when it's like. Also, if there's a washboard in every band, it's probably like a 6-band show. So like that's really hard to listen to for that long, but like
6-band show.
Like, I feel like Blackbird ROM has washboard, and they do it fantastically, and their washboard
that,
player
well, that works with their
is
style,
really,
I think.
Yeah. It works with their style, but it's also, like, knows how to play washboard and, like, can do stuff on it properly instead of just, like,
every offshoot of the genre, you're going to have emulated style that just isn't going to work.
Sure.
You know, so. What have you been up to? Are you working on new music or anything right now?
No.
Yeah, I'm trying to work.
I've written one new song.
Is it the one you played me?
Yeah,
that's a good song.
Thanks.
I've been trying to put together an album, which is like it's like done, but it's just not fully recorded. And
those songs are fucking good. Yeah, you played those for me.
Thank you. I'm writing more music for other people right now, which is kind of what's stopping me from doing my own thing. Which sucks. It makes me bummed out. So when I'm done with the projects I'm doing right now, I'm going to start working on my own stuff again. Make time for that. I'm probably going to put it out as Just Nick, just for consistency's sake.
You don't want to make a new Bandcamp and all that.
Do all that shit. It's not worth it. I've changed that Just Nick Bandcamp name so many times. It started out as Nick Wibben, and then I changed it to Just Nick, and then I changed it back to Nick Wibben. And they charge you like $20 every time you change it after changing it once. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Just for like, you know, growing up sake, you should just like add parentheses around the Just. It should just be like parentheses Just Nick. You know, like in parentheses.
I don't think
Nick.
I'm ever gonna be completely comfortable with with the name.
Do you ever feel like you need a change? No.
Well, I always it's constant. It's like every other month. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I don't know about that anymore. I want to play in a band. Oh, let's do it. I don't know. Let's play in a band. Playing in a band is so much more fun.
Playing in a band is so much more fun.
So much more fun. So much more fun. But it's just so much easier as an individual.
Yes.
And that's really what pushed me to start doing that again. It's so much easier to play shows as one person, especially when you have like a whole catalog of that stuff already too. Like, going back to Just Nick was easier than doing something else or starting a new band, because I already had, like, a good 40, 50 songs I could just put sets together with, so. And it's fun, too. I get very nostalgic playing a lot of those songs now, because it's been a lot of... It's like that same thing where you look at an artist and you are able to kind of catalog the changes in their life, but then you realize it's your own life, and it's really weird listening to my own music now.
Yeah. I mean, I already know this... But what's your new album about?
It's actually changed since I talked to you. Yeah. I was working on an EP that was just going to be perspective songs, all from the points of view of animals, which is really weird, something I've never done before.
I was calling them trash animals?
Trash animals,
yeah. Are they trash animals?
They're, like
possum.
There's a song called Opossum, there's a song called Rattlesnake.
I heard the possum one. That one's really awesome.
Yeah, that one's fun. That's probably one of my favorite ones.
Did you put that out?
There's a YouTube video.
Yeah.
You're at like the Lost Bookstore, right, or someplace like that. Like there's books
I think it's
behind
in a
you or something.
Somewhere. Yeah, that one's fun. We actually wrote that as an Adult School song.
Oh, really?
And we played it at one or two shows, but then I really liked that song. I really liked the idea of like changing perspective, because my entire music a career, I guess. I've written songs from, like, my first-person perspective, and so I'm trying more and more to not do that. I've been listening to, like, a lot of, like, Tom Waits and Mountain Goats still, and there's a lot of, like, different perspective songs from other people's perspectives.
You know, when I saw Mountain Goats, the time before we went together, it was just John playing at McCabe's, and he talked a lot about the songs, was playing a lot of deep cuts.
It's nice.
Like, listening to him explain the songs was crazy to me. Like, how much of, like, he puts himself into someone else's shoes. And, like,
Yeah. So
many of his songs are just from the perspectives of, like, people, like, minor characters in movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that I had no idea about.
There's a lot of that in
He was like, so this is about, like, this song is about when in Frankenstein's Bride, when like from the perspective of Frankenstein, when like the bride wakes up and she sees like this person who she's destined to be with and screams, and like Frankenstein's monster reaction to that.
Yeah,
and I was just like, what the fuck? That's what that's about? Like, that just sounds like a sad person. Like, I mean, and once you have that context too, it's like makes the song so much better. Like,
totally.
I mean, I don't know. I don't have any of his physical albums, so I don't know how much he writes on like liner notes and stuff. Yeah, having that.
I get that challenge though. That's what I tried to do when I was putting that EP together. I wouldn't try to name drop a specific animal in the song, but that it would be titled as like it would be called Pigeon, but we wouldn't hear the word pigeon in the song.
Yeah.
So you'd have to kind of make inferences and pick that up. I think that's fun songwriting.
That sounds like a super fun way to write songs. So it sounds like just a funny. Yeah.
My favorite Mountain Goats example of that, which he played at that show, and I had somehow not heard the song before, but it was Thank You, Mario, but Our Princess in Another Castle.
That like, was my favorite one.
Holy shit. That song really is amazing. It's about in Mario, you know, when you beat a level, like there's the toad at the end who's like, sorry, Mario, but your princess in another castle. And it's from his perspective of just waiting for someone to come rescue him, and maybe no one will come rescue him because who is he? He's just a small speck in this universe. And it's just like, holy shit.
Yeah, that's good. Have you heard Diaz Brothers from Transcendental Youth?
No.
So that one's a reference to like just a random name drop in Scarface.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just like, there's like one, I don't remember what the line is, but they're like, oh yeah, the Diaz brothers, they got killed at this, like, thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, he just, like, creates the story for these two characters.
Yeah, fuck, that's so cool.
Yeah, which is really cool.
Like, after that show, I actually started writing an EP that I only wrote, like, one or two songs for, but it was gonna be four songs, each one from the perspective of, like, one of the people from King of the Hill. So it was gonna be, like, Hank, Boomhauer, Bill, and Dale, and I wrote, like...
You should still do that.
I should. I really should. I wrote
people
one...
People really
one
like
and
stuff
and
like
song.
That.
Yeah.
They really like pop culture references. Like, the Sledding with Tigers album was really successful.
I don't even mean to. I really do. I make a pop culture reference almost every episode, and it's totally unintentional. Yeah. It shows where my brain's at.
It's culture, you know? Yeah. It's all part of
is
us.
It
well, like, it's like what Sledding with Tigers did with the Space Jam thing. Like, that was really successful. Like, that helped them out a lot, which is cool.
What's cool about stuff like that, and what, if I did a King of the Hill album, I would hope for a similar thing, is, like, it sounds gimmicky at first, but then you listen to it, and it's like, oh, these are all real songs. Like,
no, totally.
It's not just like, hey, let's fuck around with Space Jam. It's like, no, these are fucking real songs about Space Jam. Just happen to be, like, from the perspective of these characters from the silly movie.
Yeah, totally. But that was the original idea, was I was going to put out an album, just the
so
voice perspective
changed.
Songs. But, I started to write more songs about living in L.A., and before I knew it, I had more songs about that than the animal songs, so it's kind of just, like, going to be a mashup of the two. But
you're doing a mashup album.
But it's not a mashup album. It's going to be a combination of forced perspective and personal songs. Well, they're all personal.
Yeah.
They all say, most of them are still from first-person perspective. It's just I doesn't always mean Nick. I'd say 10 out of the 12 songs are not from my character.
Yeah.
But still my voice. So that's kind of, it is a challenge for me. I'm having a good time doing it.
Cool. We're getting to the end here.
Cool.
Do you want to, well, plug yourself first. Where can people, like,
plug
find all your shit?
NickWibben.com. That's my my blog. There's links to all the projects I've ever done
on
that site.
It?
My first name is Nick, N-I-C-K. Last name is Wibben. It's W-U-U-E-B-B, as in boy. E-N.
Oh, that is hard.
Yeah, it's a hard one, which also kind of steers me away from being called my actual name. That was my thing. You were like, how the fuck do you say this? Who's this dude? I don't know.
Why not Nick Wibb?
Nick Webb. Oh. That's gonna be my hip-hop project.
Nick Webb.
Nick Webb. Is that a person?
Nick Webb.
No, but it sounds like if you were Spider-Man, like, that would be your name.
If I was Spider-Man, if I was a character in a comic book, it'd be Nick Webb.
Do you actually, like, spit? Was that the joke?
No, it's a joke.
Oh.
No.
God damn it.
I don't. That's one thing I could never do. But that's my plug. Find that. You can find all my music I've ever worked on that website. Cool.
Do you want to play a song for us?
Sure, we can play a song.
Cool. I'll grab my guitar. Yeah,
go grab a guitar. Cool, we good to go?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm just going to play two short ones that fade into each other.
Sure.
This is Start with Rattlesnake and Into a Possum. For those who want to play along at home, a capo first fret, it's in the key. I'm just going to play the songs. Bugs from their eyes consume all my children. If I can't have their love, at least leave me admiration. The sun hits me hard like your confident face. There's a story here brewing that you might not like, and it ends with a lack God's good grace. I may have a bit too hard, or a bit haphazardly, but all I truly want is to rest easy. So skin me alive, throw away my insides, I'm a head in a jar. Turpentine, and have you heard about this cure-all remedy? That's one part rattlesnake and one part charlatan dream. And I may have bit too hard or a bit haphazardly, but all I truly want is to rest.
Cool. So let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV, but it feels so empty without me.
told you he's a great guy. You didn't believe me. You thought, oh, Utessa says everyone's a great guy. But there you go. Once again. I don't know why I just got so angry. Sorry about that. I love you still. Today on the show, we heard Capital by Just Nick. Then we heard I Like Van Halen Because My Sister Says They Are Cool by L1011. Then we heard Modest Mouth by Neil Ciceriga. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. And right now we're listening to I Fucking Bleed Purple and Gold by Super Mash Bros. We're going to ride out on that. We won't have an episode this coming week. It seems like for the time being we're going to be on an every other week schedule. So bear with us on that. We're both really busy this December. But our next episode is going to be awesome with some high profile guests, you could say. So stick around. Thanks for listening. Her name is Sierra for all no, your fly fellas. The princess Cinderella. Stop. She'll sing on a cappella. Come on. Boys, the music make me lose control. Okay. Make you lose control and let it go, for you know you're gonna hit the floor. Yeah. Yeah. Music make you lose control.
Long story short, folk punk isn't cool anymore.